I would have. Oh, hey, yeah, over here. I already got us a table. Good to meet you. I already ordered you a drink. Sorry, a moment of madness. I guess I wouldn't normally do that. It's a passion fruit martini. Nice and easy to drink, so I thought probably there aren't many people who wouldn't like it. Maybe it's a little too sweet for you, but, you know. No, okay. Good. I'm glad you like those. Sorry, it's been a long time since I did anything like this. In fact, I've never really done anything like this. Dating, the whole, like, deliberately going on dates, it's just not something I've... You know, I've always just met people through work or interest or whatever, so, yeah, not used to, this. So, sorry, what do you do for work? Yeah, right. No, I already asked, didn't I? I don't know anything about it. I'm afraid that kind of thing. I've always worked in one specific kind of field. Well, I was in academia for a long time, actually, so even the world of work is a little alien to me. Sorry, you wouldn't get that joke unless you knew what I did. And, you know, like I said on the app, I can't tell you. So bringing up work was a bit of a non-starter, really, wasn't it? You know, shall we have a look at the menu? Maybe think about what we might want to get to eat. Yeah. Yeah, I got one from the front already. I actually don't get very hungry if I'm nervous, so I'll probably just get something small. Oh, I mean, yeah, I know we kind of talked before, and it seemed like we would get along well, but I'm still seeing people in person. It's very different, you know, when you, even if you know what they look like from photos, it's very different. Yeah. I should have a bit more of this drink. Yeah, no, it really is. I can't tell you what I do. It's like a secret thing. Nothing embarrassing. Not like I'm a, you know, I'm not an adult entertainer or anything like that. Not that I think anyone should be embarrassed about that. In fact, if that's what I did, I would tell you gladly. It's not that. I don't know why I brought that up. No, it's honestly, it's very boring anyway. So even if I could tell you, you probably wouldn't want me to, because I mean, I could talk about it all day. I'd love to. It's what I do all day. But you would find it very, very boring. It's just a very specialist job doing something that most people just can't know about. You know what I mean? So it's like yeah, I'm under NDA. I've got like contracts and things. I'd get in a lot of trouble. Yeah, it's actually, it's not even private sector. It's like I don't even know if I can. It's government stuff. Okay, so it's like mysterious. honestly, I thought when I started doing it that the intrigue would attract people, but actually all it does is make me seem closed off and unavailable, so most people just lose interest after a while of, you know, when they realize that I really am not going to say anything, that intrigue just kind of disappears. So although I don't normally in the past do this whole dating thing, I have been recently, and it's just been the same kind of thing over and over again, where they'll realize I'm really not going to say a word and go. And I don't hear from them again because they just think I'm weird. They think I'm like flexing or like lying to them and I just want to keep secrets. But it is a real job and I can't tell you what it is. And that's hard. That is difficult. So it's best, honestly, to just move on, even though I would love to tell you. So, what kind of animals do you like? Yeah, no, bears are interesting. Yeah, bears are good. I like them. I like how they can just break into shit, you know? Like, they will just open a bin and eat the rubbish from there, and that's neat that they can do. I don't really know much about bears, actually. It was never a field of study for me. Bears. Linguistics and evolutionary biology. So, I mean, but, you know, that doesn't really lend really to studying bears because they don't talk. So I sort of, my PhD was on the evolution of language in the mind and how that connected to the physiological evolution of humans. It's boring. Don't ask about it. But it's related to my job, actually. I think I can tell you that without risking getting in trouble. So there's that. Try and guess then. Go on. If you want to, from that, try and guess what my job is, then sure, that might be fun. Although, if you do guess it, I don't know what I'll do because I can't really tell you. I guess I can tell you what my job isn't. So by process of elimination, you could guess what my job is. You just have to mention every job that exists until you hit the right one. And actually, the job I do didn't exist until I started doing it. So pretty unlikely that you'll get there that way, but you could try. Very funny. Yes. Yes. Talking with aliens. Yes. yes. It would be interesting if that was my job, wouldn't it? That would be interesting. Yes. But as I say, I'm not actually allowed to tell you what my job is. So, no comment. No comment. Okay. All right, fine. Look, you have a trustworthy face. So I, fine. I'm tired of living two lives or, you know, living one life that's my job and then trying to have a life outside of it and failing because no one's interested in someone whose whole life is like split in half. So, you know the orb, you know that big huge orb that appeared about half a year ago. Yeah. Well, I work at Orb, ORB, the Orb Response Bureau. Yeah, you probably haven't heard of it. It's being kept very hush hush. I think that's a shame because people should know that they managed to come up with a name for the body that studies the orb that also was itself orb, you know, ORB, Orb Response Bureau, but the first word in orb is orb. Funny. I wish that it was public. That's the hardest part of it all, really, is not being able to tell people about the name. I helped come up with that, incidentally. I am part of the team, actually the only member of the team dedicated to trying to communicate with it or whatever is inside it, if it is indeed a vessel. We don't know. We haven't been able to penetrate it yet still. We haven't found any sort of seams or openings. We're actually at a bit of a loss, to be honest with you. I don't know, that's not alarming because, you know, the general line is that things are in hand and the thing is contained. Well, the fact is, actually, no, it isn't. We We haven't done anything to it. We haven't been able to affect it in any way. The thing is staying still and not doing anything, apparently simply because that's what it wants to do. And well, right now, if it changes its mind, or if whatever things or thing are or is inside it changes its mind, then, well, it will be doing whatever it wants to do, because we have no way of affecting this thing. We've tried applying force to it. We have tried communicating with it. We've tried blasting it with radiation. We've even tried patterns of light. Nothing seems to work. So I really shouldn't be saying this. Listen, you don't see anyone behind me, like, looking at me or anything like that, do you? Okay, that's probably fine. It's probably fine. There's no reason why they should think that I would come here to tell anyone. I just am not really able to keep this a secret anymore, because I've been advising government to make these facts public for quite a while now. I think it's wrong to hold that information from the public, but they refuse to. So it's all spilling out, and that's on them. Okay, I'm just one person. I'm flawed. If I feel like I need to say something, I can't hold it in forever. Okay. But look, that doesn't mean that if you ever have a secret that you want me to keep, then I won't keep it. Although I suppose the chances of you trusting me with a secret now are probably pretty low. Look, this has gotten a little strange. So you can, if you want to go, that's fine. No, you're sure? Because I think if I was on the other end of this, then I probably would. It's fairly insane, isn't it? It seems like a lot of information to receive from a stranger all at once. Yes, well, if I was you, I would leave the city as soon as I could. In fact, I'd probably move to the other side of the planet, because that's, I mean, we don't know, maybe the thing can teleport. We just don't know. But the safest thing we think, or that I think you could do, is to create a large distance between it and you. And that's, oh, that's just my phone. Anyway, ignore it. It's nothing. It's probably nothing. No. Honestly, look, I'll put it on silent. If anything's really important, then, you know, all the major numbers I have set to come through, even when I'm on silent. So I'll still hear about it. Don't worry. But you know, this is a date, and you are my date, and so you should be my focus, right? That's how it's supposed to work. So phone away, on silent. There we. Oh. Excuse me, please. Oh, fucking hell.